There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The lack of rest. No, I sleep quite well last night, and I have had my coffee. It's something deeper, something inherently present in the fiber of my skin, in my tendons, in my eyes. I'm exhausted, fatigued by life, by the noise and the silence, the people and the empty rooms. The light and dark, by hope and despair, so worn down by the world that nothing in it can refresh my mind from the constant buzzing. I am tired, and there are not enough hours in the night for the type of rest I need. Mental tiredness is more exhausting than the physical tiredness. The flesh is fresh, but the mind has become exhausted. This psychological tiredness affects the body and the whole life. And why this tiredness comes? Spiritual tiredness, spiritual exhaustion, spiritual fatigue. From where it comes and why it comes? This is a thing to ponder upon. Most of the people, they have the feeling, the desire to put the plate of out of order on their forehead and go to sleep. We have heard in Murlis many times Baba says, you are travelers. Yesterday Sakar Murli also there was a word. You are spiritual traveler. This is a spiritual voyage. And this voyage is very, very sweet. And oh traveler of the night. Don't stop. Don't get tired. Raat ke rahi. Don't get tired. The night is deep. The night is dark. Sometimes it seems unending. It's like a tunnel full of darkness. And sometimes one loses hope whether we will ever see light. What causes this tiredness? Many people suffer. They have pains and aches all over the body. Their mind is not fresh. They get investigated. All blood reports come normal. Almost extensive investigation are done. Yet, to no avail. Nothing is revealed in physical examination. And yet the person says, I am tired. There is pain here and there. There's a condition called fibromyalgia, where the person keeps on complaining of so many things. But when you investigate, nothing comes out. And patient is satisfied with every doctor, dissatisfied, because nobody seems to cure him. It's a psychological condition where the mind has become tired. So why this mental tiredness, and from where it comes, whence the source? It is something which is beyond body. Mental tiredness. And because of this tiredness, person stops. All the talks of intense effort, all the talks of jnana, and all the talks of yoga, they just get cornered. And one is left only with aloneness, with that tiredness, with that out of order, with that feeling of being out of order. And no amount of rest refreshes the person. No amount of change of place helps him. Nothing helps. So let's see, analyze, understand. What are the causes? The first cause is waste. It is the wasteful thoughts that lead to tiredness. It is not the excessive work that causes tiredness. But when the mind is filled with waste, the dust and dirt of past, and the unnecessary worries and stresses and tensions of future, the waste leads to tiredness. The goal of spiritual life is to reach a point where you can discern what is waste and what is powerful, what is useful for me and what is not useful for me. There is a relationship which is going on for so many years, and it is nothing but waste, and yet the person is trapped in it and doesn't want to give up. And there is exhaustion, and person stops. Second is negativity. When the mind is filled with excessive negativity, negative about everything, utter feeling of hopelessness all the time, that leads to tiredness. The third is conflicts in relationships. When there are excessive conflicts all the time, you want to settle the relationship, you want to fix it, and yet nothing is working. Sitting together, discussing, but arguments and debates and nothing else. These conflicts lead to subtle fatigue, lack of enthusiasm, no zeal, no zest. The life has become dead life, and person is just dragging it. That's one of the causes of tiredness. Next is overwork. Persons have become workaholics. They keep on working from dawn till dusk. If you ask them to sit in meditation or just to sit in calm, it's very tough. Total extroversion. The person loves to be extrovert, and person fears to be introvert. If you are told for 3 days, just sit in one room without any electronics, it will be like a punishment, and no person to meet you, even no books to read, nothing to write. We have so much knowledge with us. We have been hearing from long time. So it should appear very easy. We can sit and keep on revising all day. But then this is like a punishment. We want to talk. We want to go out. We want to do something. To move hands and feet. Excessive workaholism. Then next, a lack of connection with nature tires you. Persons are working in their AC rooms, in cars, and traffics. There is no connection with nature. The excessive pollution and contamination. The contaminated air is the cause of tiredness. The moment you come to some hilly place, the moment you come near nature, the moment you start moving in the forest, the mountains, the hills, the valleys, you get refreshed. But if you see the atmosphere of cities, the air is filled with toxic gases. That is the reason for tiredness. collective tiredness, mass tiredness. If you go to the metro cities, the polluted cities, the AQI is very high. Air quality index. Ideally, it should be around 50 or below 50. 300, 400, Mumbai, Delhi, Chennai. The AQI is so high, the air is loaded with fumes and smog. You feel tiredness. 276, Mumbai and Abu. Abu is most of the time below 100. 50 or 52 something. So the higher the AQI, air quality index, the tired you feel. That's why, after some time, over a period of time, you have to take decision about life, where you should stay. In those polluted cities, or you should move towards mountains, some hilly region, 52 Mount Abu, 2 days. Okay. So that's relatively fresh air. And if you see other cities, metro cities, Delhi and all, extremely polluted place. You breathe poison. They say that we breathe, but also we breathe to die. The whole world is breathing and dying. And people are focused only on food, good quality food. What to eat and what not to eat. Every patient comes and says, what should I eat? Which calorie, what protein? How can I reduce my weight? How can I increase my weight? They are obsessed with weight gain and weight loss. But nobody thinks about what you are breathing. You are breathing death. It is the breath of life that animates the body. It is not the food. It is the pure air, the fresh air, which is needed. There are people who are doing everything, whatever is needed for intense effort as regards spirituality, and yet they feel tired, and yet when they get up for Amrit Vela, they are absolutely exhausted and spent, zonked. One of the reasons is lack of fresh air. So seek those places where there is fresh air. At least in the morning, early morning, there is some fresh air in cities. Or you can go to the outskirts of the city for some time, half an hour at least. Or early morning walk. Other thing is lack of exercise, physical exercise, that leads to tiredness. People are so busy in spiritual world and in spiritual business, in spiritual efforts, that there is no time for physical exercise. The toxins are getting accumulated in the body. Unless and until those toxins are out through your sweat, how can you feel fresh? Exercise refreshes you. It animates you. It fills you with new vigor, new enthusiasm, new vivacity. So lack of exercise is one of the causes of exhaustion. Mental exhaustion leading to physical exhaustion and diseases. Know well that fat stores lust, muscles store energy. What are we carrying? Muscles or fat? To start exercising, burn the fat, drop the excessive weight that you are carrying. The next reason is overeating. Leads to tiredness. The more you eat, the more you feel tired. Because the more the work of ingestion, digestion and elimination, so much energy is spent, and then you are not left with energy for your mental work. We are light workers. We are not heavy workers. We are light workers. Our task is with the mind, is to make it subtle and subtler and subtlest, so that it can penetrate into the depth of knowledge. It can see the invisible, it can hear the inaudible, it can touch the intangible. For that you need a very, very subtle mind. The more you eat, the weaker you become. The lesser you eat, the powerful you become. Because mind remains free. The body is at rest. The alimentary tract, the digestion system, is resting. So all the energy is flowing up. The brain is clear. The mind is clean. Body, the purer the body, the purer the mind becomes. The first criteria for spirituality is clean stomach. With that heavy stomach loaded with toxins, contaminations, poisons, mucus, uneliminated feces, putrefying food materials, overloaded stomach. Clean the body. The body should become a vessel which is clean. In the clean body lies the clean mind. The moment the food enters, radiations come down, vibrations reduce. Keep it lighter and lighter and lighter, so that the life energy flows, so that the cosmic energy moves in you, so that the pranic energy moves in you. You become a solarium, full of energy. With that excessive load in the system, you feel sleepy, groggy, tired, exhausted all the time. If you want to lengthen thy life, lessen thy food. To eat 3 times solid food in a day is the greatest violence done to the body. Body is cries, stop. Body says, don't put. But we so know it is very tasty. And we are not going to get it again. It is made once in a while. Once in a blue moon, such a day has come of feasting and celebration. Let me celebrate. And the body suffers. Body is crying, baby. And then you are not left for any energy for spiritual life. Spiritual life, the less is more. So overeating, excessive eating, unhealthy eating makes you tired. The next, boredom makes you tired. You are bored with life, with people, the same people, the same persons, same place, same routine. Everything, a rigmarole of this life. Same thing, repeating and repeating and repeating. You just want to get away from people. Same faces every day. A woman is caught stealing and she is produced in the jail, in the court. And the judge says, since you are caught stealing a packet of biscuit, it has got 12 biscuits. So you will be jailed for 12 days. The husband is sitting in the court and he says, she also stole a packet of rice. Boredom. No newness. Same thing. Same routine. Get up. Do Amrit Vela, go for Murli and then come out and have your breakfast and run and rush to the office. And the same routine of the office till late at night. Come back tired, exhausted. Same boss, same employee there. Same friends. And then come back again and the same people waiting at home with complaints. And then you want to release phenomena. So release electronics, some television, some comedy, some entertainment of the world. And then you go to sleep and again get up. The next day the same cycle begins. Cycle is repeating. There's a 5,000 year cycle which is repeating. This is small cycle of 24 hours, which is repeating in exactly the same manner. The repetition is same. There's no change. The only change is further confusion and further disturbance. So bring newness. Last Sunday's Murli Baba said, you become the lighthouse of newness. Bring newness in your speech, bring newness in your thoughts, bring newness in your actions, bring newness in your connections and relationships, bring newness in your nature and sanskars. The 5 types of newness Baba spoke of in last Sunday's Murli. So newness is needed. Everything which is old, everything which is repetitive makes you tired. So don't get tired. Don't stop. Keep going. Even if you are going slowly, it's okay. But don't stop. That's more important. Consistent slow walk, okay, rather than fast and then suddenly disappear. Like a cloud, which is no more seen. They also win, who only wait and watch. So walk slowly, consistently, persistently, with perseverance, with faith, with hope, with delight, with joy, with bliss, with happiness, with that final assumption that yes, we will reach the destination. Prat ki rahi, ruk mat jana. Om Shanti.